time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOALITV.com. Also on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Brady Bradford. He is the director of the Southeastern Utah Health Department, and we're going to talk about Thanksgiving, ways to kind of keep you and your family safe during Thanksgiving this year. Brady, thank you so much for coming in. We appreciate it.
It's good to see you again, Dave.
It's always good to be seen. I can say that. It's good to see you as well. Brady, let's talk about, with the holiday coming up, there are certain, you know, precautions that people should take. You know, limiting group size and those kind of things. But let's kind of go through the whole checklist there.
Yeah, I think you hit on the main one right off the bat. We're used to having anywhere between, you know, 10 and 20. And I know that when my wife's family gets together, we've had 50, 75 people together for Thanksgiving. And it's my favorite holiday. I love those opportunities. But this year, I know that we're just staying home as a family just in order to help reduce that the number of people congregated. So that is a real big one. Reduce those numbers so that we're not all packed in a living room, or even if you go to a church or something like that. And maybe as well, you want to think about who you're meeting with. You know, and if you are going to have a gathering with some others, we're not used to wearing our masks in with our familiars, but this is the year to do it. I read an article yesterday that said, you know, if you're going to do something like that, it will be annoying to have a mask on during Thanksgiving this year, but it will make next year that much more enjoyable because everyone will be there.
And it seems like, as you were saying, it seems like that's the big one that everybody's pointing to this year is, you know, and once again, Thanksgiving is one of my favorite holidays as well, because, and it all has to do with everybody getting together. And you know what? This year, you're going to have to keep those numbers small is what they're suggesting. Now, the governor came out and he said, you know, he's not going to mandate that you can only have X amount of people at your house for Thanksgiving, but just use your common sense and do what you feel is right for your family. And what they're saying is like less than 10. Is that?
Yeah, less than 10 is a great number to focus on. Again, no one's going to be charging in and counting, but what is reasonable for the space that you have so that everyone's not packed in there? And maybe if you do have people coming over, maybe they're there for a less time so that you don't have all of that mingling that typically happens. So a number of things you can think about, spacing people correctly. So you have maybe more tables than you would have so that you're not kind of jammed in there but still able to visit. Assigned seating. We've seen some things about reducing the number of people that are in the kitchen preparing, because those kitchens can get crowded as well. There are a lot of kind of simpler actions we can take to protect those that will be at our houses if we choose to have those gatherings over Thanksgiving.
And the weather is supposed to be somewhat decent. I don't know how adventurous some people are, but they had even talked about, you know what, if you're able to and if you can do it, have your Thanksgiving dinner outside.
Bundle up.
Get those patio heaters out and bundle up. And you know what? Celebrate Thanksgiving outside. I always thought that it would actually be fun to go camping for Thanksgiving one year.
Yeah, and this would be a great time to do it, to get away, do something memorable that sets this year apart for something other than, you know, all of these kind of negative things we've been thinking about, but a new memory, a new tradition.
And you just kind of touched on it, and let's go back a bit and talk about the amount of people that are in the kitchen. That's another thing that, you know, a lot of people run their Thanksgiving dinners like a potluck, and they're saying that that might not be the right thing to do this year. Can we talk about that?
Yeah. So we've heard just this recommendation that we really limit the number that are preparing, even if they're not all in the kitchen doing it at the same time. Having fewer kind of fingers in the pie, so to speak, reduces the chance of some sort of cross-contamination for the people that will be eating it there. not only from COVID, but from potentially from other foodborne diseases, which is always a consideration. But certainly understanding that everybody that's going to cook, be careful, take more precautions than usual, maybe make a little bit more time if there's things that can be prepared ahead of time and put in the fridge so that we're not rushed and crowding each other out.
Maybe another idea would be to you know, schedule who's in the kitchen at what time. You know, like, yet the turkey's always got to go in early, and once that turkey's in, maybe schedule somebody. You know what? If you're going to come in and do something, then you can have the entire kitchen to yourself. That might be another way to look at it too.
Yeah, I think there are opportunities to be creative and be safe with the those that will be getting together. So
just use that, you know, use it as a guideline. Social distancing, you know, fewer than 10 in your party if you can pull it off. Awesome. You know, masks are never a bad thing when you're getting in big groups like this, and just enjoy the family that you have with you, I guess, is the main thing to take away.
Yeah, exactly. Not focusing so much on what isn't happening this year because of due to COVID, but the opportunities, the blessings we still have living in this great part of the country, in this great town.
All right, Brady Bradford, the director of the Southeastern Utah Health Department. If anybody has any questions or anything like that, what's a number that they can call down there and talk to somebody about it?
435-637-3671.
All right, Brady, thank you so much for taking out the time to come in and see us today.
Thanks, Dave.
Now, for more information on interviews just like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com. Also listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.